Monday, January 19th, 2016. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and a solicitor representative is here for us this evening. Let's stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time we'll entertain items from the floor. It's good to see you. There being no items from the floor, are there any revisions or edits to the minutes that you received in your packet for December 21st? Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion for us?
I move to approve the minutes of the December 21st, 2015 public hearing.
Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes for, does anyone have any comments about the minutes for the 21st prior to the motion?
I move to approve the minutes of December 21st, 2015.
Second.
Any questions or comments regarding those minutes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Minutes for January 4th, there is one correction on the index, M2.
Sorry, you guys must have got an outdated copy of that. Mine
was correct. Oh, well.
But we'll make sure
our copies have Jack Wilson elected vice council president on the.
And Mr. Wilson made the nomination.
Yeah, the minutes themselves are correct, but the index is incorrect in our copy.
We'll make sure it's correct.
Pardon? Is there anything else that anyone? Do you have a motion, Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of January 4th, 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. The next is the motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $54,848.95 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $204.84 for a total of $55,053.79.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
I'll save comments for my General Government report.
Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
Expenses for this period were pretty much routine. Major expenses would include $18,000 for public officials insurance and about $3,300 for a lot of public maintenance. Public works, vehicle maintenance, and inspection. Yep.
Any questions for Mr.?
And I guess, Julie, we have a audit scheduled for next 4 weeks from now.
Correct. The borough's audit is scheduled for the week of February 16th. Our auditors, however, have a small opening in their schedule, so next Thursday afternoon and Friday, they're going to come out to the borough building to begin their audit, so hopefully the week of the 16th. Week. We have everything ready and prepared for them, so if they're open, we're more than welcome to have them, so they'll be here starting on Friday.
That's it for my report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Yes, I apologize. There's no official report. However, in reading the log, talking to the chief and the officers in general, there doesn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary taking place in the borough.
Thank heavens for that.
Yes.
Any questions for Mayor Cook? Thank you, Mayor Cook. Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
Public safety did not meet.
Development, Mr. Wilson.
We did not meet, but I don't believe I'm on it. I am on it, but I think it's Wallace.
Yeah, well, he's not here.
We did not meet.
So you got the short straw. Public Works, Mr. Wilson.
Also did not meet, but I talked to some of the guys, and they had a little bit of problem with the four-wheel drive unit on the first day of the ice. That had a little emergency fix. And we got that back squared away. But he was coming down one of the streets on the wrong side of the tracks up on the hill. And I did not go into four-wheel drive and almost took out a couple of cars.
Oh, gosh.
It did not.
But he went for a ride.
Yeah, I think it's one of the older trucks, and it hadn't been in four-wheel drive since last winter. We sometimes have little glitches at the beginning of the snow season. But we did take it into mechanics and got the four-wheel drive working.
Yeah, there's a button I think you have to push in that one, and sometimes, you know, if it's a new person, they don't know that you have to push a button. It's not an automatic.
I think he was pushing that button pretty hard.
Well, good driving for him, and thank heavens. Community service, Mr. Wainwright.
That committee did not meet.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
No. Pension did not meet.
You can tell it's the second meeting of the new year. The budget's been passed and it wasn't vetoed. And you know, despite trying to get a stamper for the mayor. Three Rivers Wet Weather is having a board meeting on Friday. And I'll have something, you know, more to report from that. Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect is having its first meeting of the year this Thursday in Munn Hall. I will be in attendance. I don't believe that there's anything major on the agenda, just an update of their ongoing activities.
Could you bring up something for us?
Absolutely.
Could you ask when the governance of Alcosan is going to be discussed? It was a resolution at the Congress supported by Mayor Peduto. Has a white paper that.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll see if there's any update.
Thank you. No taxation without representation. For a solicitor report, Mr. Barry, that was easy. I didn't even have to change the name.
No report.
Borough manager's report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Sorry to be the one to slow this down. This morning I attended a meeting on the South Braddock Avenue corridor. The meeting was hosted by Councilman O'Connor, and in attendance were representatives from Swissvale, Edgewood, the SPC, and the Regent Square Civic Association. Members from the Regent Square Civic Association had reached out to Councilman O'Connor about pedestrian safety concerns in the corridor. So we all got together to discuss those residents' concerns and discuss with them the steps that are being taken to address any sort of safety concerns. We talked about the grant that Edgewood and Swissvale had applied for, which would run from West Hutchinson to McClure. And then Swissvale has also applied for a state grant to make the same improvements from McClure to the Kenmar Bridge. They don't know yet if they've gotten approval for that, but they are committed to working on that. Representatives from the City Bike and Pedestrian Office, as well as the City Traffic Engineer's Office, discussed their plans for the other side of Regent Square, Henrietta, Biddle, and Forbes. They're making some pedestrian improvements to those corners as well. The members from the Civic Association seemed pleased with these plans. We discussed a timeline with them, even though members from SBC said it's 99% likely that the Edgewood-Swissvale grant will be approved at their board meeting next week. Construction might not start till 2018. So we discussed that with the association so that they don't think this is going to be shovel-ready in June. We also discussed some concerns they have. They still would like a crosswalk at Sanders Avenue. We discussed why we think that is an unsafe place to cross when there's a safe crossing just one block up at West Hutchinson, and hope that they would pass that along to the other members of their organization. So I think it was really a successful meeting, just trying to update them on what we've been doing in the area.
Did anyone discuss education? Businesses might pass out a little card saying, we'd like your business cross at the crosswalk instead of in the middle of the...
Yeah, we tried to talk to them about what their association can do to try to help us get the word out. We can make all the improvements we want, but if people still jaywalk, we can't stop that. So we did talk to them about getting that word out. I'm not sure how receptive that they were to that, but we at least, I think we express clearly our side of where we're coming from that.
Yeah, it's a joint effort,
right,
for education, but
right.
You can make all the changes you want to, but if you're crossing right in front of the coffee shop to go across the street.
Exactly. Part of our grant application is also for some signage. So there will be signs that say, cross at crosswalk, or an arrow directing you where to go, so that people will cross at the safe corners to cross and not at Saunders, where it's not a safe place to stop. Most of the major accidents, knock on wood, that the association was concerned about have not happened in the Edgewood section. It happens more by Frick Park. Mm-hmm. More people are crossing in that area. So we didn't have anything directly to say about those concerns, but I think that it's always good to talk to our neighbors and our neighboring communities and make sure that we know what everybody else is up to and that we all are on the same page and trying to work towards the same end goal. So far this winter, our Public Works Department has been called out 3 times for snow removal. This is pretty uncommon, being that it's January 19th. We have about 3/4 of a salt storage bin full at this time, which is more than enough to get us through a big storm, which may or may not happen this weekend. Our guys are ready and prepared. They'll be on standby, and we'll see how bad the storm is and what type of rotation we need, and we'll take it as it comes. Since they have not been plowing snow, though, this has left our employees to be able to spend their days doing a lot of other work that's needed in the borough, which is really wonderful. They've been focusing on MS4 work. At the end of December, they finished up all of the stormwater inlet inspections, and now they're working on implementing some of the changes from the mock MS4 inspection that were recommended. A lot of this is better labeling of storage materials and liquid materials in the Public Works garage, disposing of some scrap metal, some extra barrels, things that had been stored outside behind the Public Works garage that could rust, leading to a contamination in the stormwater inlet. So we're making sure that we have everything taken care of, and we are happy that they have extra time, since it's not snowing, to take care of these things.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes. last week, the server for the borough's administration office was installed.
Yay.
It has a better backup system than our old work group setup, so we're really pleased with that. My computer was also replaced with a laptop, and so the administrative offices all now have fully functioning computer capabilities, and we once again like to thank council for finding room for that in the budget. Told you about the audit.
And you're wired now for wherever?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Next Thursday, if the weather cooperates, the borough's engineers will be on site at the borough building conducting the necessary survey for the installation of the new salt storage facility. Once they have a better understanding of where the actual borders are back there, they can get a bid spec together and we can get this project out to bid. So cross your fingers for no snow next Thursday. The borough has applied for the ALOM Banner Community designation. That application was sent in after the last meeting, so I will keep you updated when we hear from them. And also, just a reminder that in your packet, you should have received your 2015 Statement of Financial Interest form. Please fill these out and return them to me or to the borough office as soon as possible. This is not a form because you're a candidate. This is because you served elected office last year. And just a reminder, the penalty from the Ethics Committee for not filling out this form is personal. So you yourself will be responsible for the fine for not turning in the form, not the borough, if you needed some extra incentive. That's all I have.
Anything from Ms. Bastianini? All right. Any new business? I would like to...
So is there a date on that we need to get back before we get fined, or what's the...
Yeah. It's June 1st.
But get it in.
Get it in.
Okay.
This says return to the office by May 1st.
Oh, May 1st.
So that we can hound you for 30 more days. And
get it in. I got you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You want to do with the Public Safety Committee?
Yeah. Please.
Apparently the Public Safety Committee is going to interview part-time police officers. Whenever it's convenient for the chief.
He sounded pretty flexible. He was saying whenever it's convenient for you.
Thursday, next Tuesday. Other than that, I think I'm open.
All right, there's 7 or 8 of them. They were all rather good candidates. They were real pleased with the batch of them.
Is he looking for 2?
No. Yeah.
Great.
I think just 2, but we'll double check with them.
I believe 2. I think sometimes with the part-timers, the chief is not sure how much time they can commit.
Right.
So I don't think it hurts you to hire 3 if there are 3 qualified applicants.
What about Wednesday the 27th?
Should be good. Yes.
Shoot for that.
What time, George?
4 a.m.
Well, you've got a number of interviews, 8. Probably 30 minutes each, right?
What's 6?
Giving a little.
Don't forget the mayor's and that old question.
6 next Wednesday.
Thank you.
On Monday the 25th, we were going to have a committee of the whole meeting to review, to set goals for this year, and talk about what we would like to achieve. So we could start that at 6:30.
Sure.
And if you get to me any items, we can put it on the discussion list. It's just good to sit all together and do that. So that would be Monday the 25th at 6:30. Committee of the Whole. First cow. Any other new business?
Date on that again?
25th, January 25th, Monday, 6:30. Aloha.
Monday the 25th.
Right. So. I know that's, you know, 2 times in a week, but.
It's okay.
It's one of those times that we get an extra kind of Monday, so we take it. Any other new business? All right, Mr. Wilson, do you want to read Resolution 2016-14?
Certainly. All right. Resolution 2016-14, whereas the Borough of Edgewood hereinafter referred to the municipality in the corporation with the County of Allegheny and the Redevelopment Authority of Allegheny County are participating in the Allegheny County Vacant Property Program, and whereas certain properties can be submitted to the county for consideration under the program known as it's identified as block and lot numbers 177-G-63. And whereas under the program, a municipality is required to review the property acquisition proposed disposition and to submit its approval to the county that said acquisition and proposal resale is in accordance with the municipality's comprehensive plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Edgewood Borough Council as follows, that the above listed properties have been reviewed by the municipality and approved that its acquisition and subsequent deposition under the program would be in ordinance with its comprehensive plan of the municipality. And number 2, that a certified copy of the resolution should be forwarded to the County of Allegheny and the Redevelopment Authority. Resolved this 19th day of January
2016. Second.
Questions or comments?
Yeah.
Was this lot really assessed at $100,000?
No.
It is, but that's not what they are going to make them pay for the lot. It's clearly been misassessed.
It's a joke. It's on a hill of trees.
Yeah, that's what I read the description, and then I looked at the assessment.
Not walkable.
Yeah.
It's just for privacy for him. It's Jason Cato, who's been here a couple times. Yeah, I told him to go try to get for it. He said it was listed so crazy high, and there's nothing he can do for it. There isn't even a top entrance above to come down on it.
If you look at page 5 of the application that was in your packet, once the application was submitted by the homeowners, the county came out and took another look at it, and they estimate the appraised value to be $1,500 to $2,000.
That's
just one of those ones that was assessed
just a little wrong. Zero.
Right. I did take a look at this property with the homeowner before they submitted their application. We looked at some of the other. This isn't the only vacant property in that little corner of the borough. So we took a look at what some of the other properties were assessed at, and that is in line with what the other vacant properties are assessed at. As they said, they do not plan to develop this lot. It is mostly a hillside. They just want to remove some of the trees that are there because they are in danger of falling on their home. So they're hoping to purchase it, enlarge their lot a little bit, and do the necessary tree maintenance.
He's like the 8th house in when you get off the parkway or get off Braddock Avenue, heading down Green, right-hand side, backyard's nothing. It's straight hill. It's really, I don't know. I'm surprised it's actually a lot. Someone made it into a lot back then.
Right. The easiest access to this lot is off of Jane Gray Alley on New Street, which is, I imagine, how they'll get in to take care of the trees. But we're happy that somebody wants to purchase it and put it back on the tax rolls, however small it may be.
Any other questions about this? It is wonderful that, one, that there's this program now that we're participating with the county, that people can have access to improving their yards and their homes and the borough at large. Yes.
I do have one question. Since we got through a little bit of the tree issue from Washington Avenue, and with one of the neighbors saying that it's sue the borough if the other tree falls down on their property. For instance, take that place. We don't even know if anyone owns that lot. If that would have come down onto his tree, technically, we have no control of that, right?
That's correct. Mr. Berry might be able to say more to this than I can, but due to municipal liability laws, unless the borough is aware of an issue, we cannot be held responsible for it. If we know there's a pothole and we do not fill it and then somebody blows a tire, we are responsible. If we don't know that a tree is a danger and it comes down, we're not responsible.
Got it.
Absolutely accurately.
Okay. So interpreted.
It's a big notice issue.
So, but that's separate from this.
Totally separate. There's my only thing is we don't know an owner there at all.
From what we can tell, an owner has been deceased for a good number of years.
Fair enough. I'm not
decades.
Okay. I just want to get that clear.
All right. So we have the resolution read. We've had discussion. You've had time to review. There being no other questions or discussion, Ms. Bastini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-14 passes. Resolution 2016-15, municipal records disposal. Mr. Wainwright.
Resolution 2016-15, the Council of the Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, resolves that whereas by virtue of resolution 2011-17, adopted October 17th, 2011, the Borough of Edgewood declared its intent to follow the schedules and procedures for the disposition of records as set forth in the Municipal Records Manual, approved December 16th, 2008. And whereas, in accordance with Act 428 of 1968, each individual act of disposition shall be approved by resolution of the governing body of the municipality. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, in accordance with the above-cited Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposition of the following public records. Number one, general correspondence dated 2014 and prior, including letters and faxes pertaining to general administrative activities. Two, council meeting roll call sheets dated 2014 and prior, including council meeting attendance and vote counts. Number three, lien letters dated 2014 and prior with a zero balance, including Lien letter requests, copies of sent lien letters, and fax confirmations. Lien letters with a balance that have not been paid in full will be kept in the property files. 4, sports registration forms dated 2014 and prior, including registration form with players' personal and contact information. Program information and correspondence will be kept digitally. Adopted the 19th day of January 2016 at the meeting of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is part of our end of year cleanup in the borough administrative offices to get rid of things we don't need and make sure that we are keeping a record of everything. These are all general correspondence. There's nothing that we think would be pertinent to any subject matters that is would be disposed of.
Any questions? Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2016-15 passes. 2015 real estate tax collector exoneration of uncollected accounts, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to exonerate the tax collector for delinquent list dated January 7th, 2016 in the amount of $46,711.06 and to send accounts to Pennsylvania Municipal Services for collection.
Second.
I can do that.
Questions or comments?
Everybody should have received in your packet a copy of the delinquent list. Real surprises on that. This is a process that we go through. We'll send the list to PAMS, who will collect and add on their own fees, and any that need to be sent to Tucker Arnsberg for legal processing will be sent to Tucker, and they will move forward on those accounts.
I want to commend our tax collector on the work that she does. 98%, 99% collection. The extra that she does in sending out letters and cards to people to remind them that their taxes are due, putting information in the newsletter, I think is really helpful, so that people can get their taxes paid and that we can use tax money as good stewards to take care of the borough and get streets paved and dog parks made and boilers exchanged. So,
one thing to point out too, she has an excellent collection rate, but particularly with commercial properties. If you look at the list, most of the delinquents are residential, so that is something that I think we all pretty happy to see.
Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And accept the exoneration. We exonerate the tax collector, and these will be turned over then for collection, as per our policy. 2016 roadway improvement project motion to prepare bid specs. Hooray, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. I move to authorize Borough Engineer to prepare bid documents for the 2016 roadway improvement project and to advertise the proposed project.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I will say this too. I was told by the Water Authority that Garland and Harlow will be done this year.
They will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good.
We can hopefully talk to them and try to make some sort of an arrangement like we did last year with the gas company. That would be ideal if they would be willing to work with us on that.
I think so.
We need to do Maple. Tell them that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. As you can see, everybody got a copy of the roads in accordance with our roadway study that are up for pavement this year. We're doing some pretty lengthy roads, so the list is smaller. Top half of Maple, all of Lloyd. Then we're doing some smaller sections. The entrance into Koenig Field is in disrepair. And we'll throw on some alternates in case the bids come in low. That allows us the option to add a road if the bids come in lower than we expect. If not, we can try to work with the water company and do something on that end. This is pretty typical for a timeline. Hopefully we can get the bid docs out in February or March, award it in April, and then start in early summer.
And I want to thank council for their work on developing a roads program. And long in coming, and we keep up with it, and we will keep up with it. I think it's the best. Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to accept the letter of resignation from the Planning Commission of Robert Grubb, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to accept Bob Grubb's letter of resignation from the Planning Commission, dated January 4th, 2016, and effective immediately.
Second.
Questions or comments?
We'd like to thank Mr. Grubb for his years of dedicated service to the borough. He has certainly helped us on the Planning Commission, and we wish him well at his future home.
30 years. Working with, they're moving to be closer to their grandchildren. I might suggest, Mayor Cook, that you might entertain a Bob Grubb Day.
Sounds good. I'll have it for next
3 decades of volunteer service to the borough. Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. A motion to accept the letter of resignation from Fred Caprio. Mr. Fuller.
I move to accept Fred Caprio's letter of resignation dated January 14, 2016, and effective January 23, 2016, from his position as part-time emergency service worker.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Mr. Caprio is leaving the department because he has accepted a full-time position with the City of Pittsburgh Paramedics. He's been an excellent employee, and we think he'll do well in his new position.
We wish him well. Absolutely. He's worked hard for us and always smiles. Ms. Bustini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passed. Best of luck to him. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time? I have a. We will not be having an executive session. I do have one question, though, Mr. Solicitor. The Tribune Review is no longer being delivered to this area. They're going digital, and we advertise in the Tribune Review. Because it's less expensive than it was in general circulation. God bless you. Does that it's an e-newspaper, does that still apply as general circulation, or do we have to go to the Post-Gazette?
It looks like we're going to have to go to the Post-Gazette.
Okay.
Because it's not general circulation.
Okay. So we may need to look at the budget. Or be aware that in the budget we may need to make some line transfers depending on when we have to advertise. How often? Hopefully we won't have to advertise very much at all. But in the event that we do, we'll have to keep that in mind.
Let's see what the Wolfensburg Courier charges.
Let's deliver an Edgewood.
Do they?
Yep, once at the newsstands here.
All right. Well, that's, yeah.
Might be cheaper.
General circulation. You can touch it.
Yep.
Great.
Would you check it out for
great.
Sure?
Excellent. Not that we don't support our friends and all the newspapers, but, it's a budget thing. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time? Please remember that the Committee of the Whole meeting will be at 6:30 on Monday the 25th, and that the Public Safety and the Mayor will be doing interviews with the Chief as well for part-time officers on the 27th, starting at 6 p.m. and running. grateful that we have a good group of candidates for part-time. They'll be trained under the best. Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye, aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. It's good to see you guys. Thank you for coming out.